the cyber relationship addiction, the social messaging, Facebook, Twitter, all of those type of sites, the net compulsions, the online gaming, which we just spoke about, also compulsive shopping, constantly surfing the internet is the informational overload, and then computer addiction, playing offline computer games such as solitaire or other types of games where you're not necessarily connected to the internet, but you're playing games. We even have found a couple folks that things like Xbox and PlayStation, believe it or not, they were using way too much time on those type of games. Now, there was an internet component to that because you can play with somebody in India, again, the amazing thing, be able to get on the internet and join a game, whether you're playing a sports game, a fantasy game, or a war game, one of the war games, you can play with multiple players, and finding yourself becoming overly consumed with that. So when we look at misuse and abuse of the internet, been through these, the compulsive shopping is also one that we see. Some of the folks that come away with a compulsive shopping say, I'm just looking for a good deal. Or, you know, I collect those items, whatever it may be. It's something that I enjoy. So I'm on eBay. But you're on eBay 25 hours a week. Before the internet, did you spend 25 hours a week at the auction, at the flea market, yard sales? Most folks, when you hit them with that reality, the answer is no. Again, the availability, the accessibility, anything you want to fantasize about is available there. And the fantasy side, you can act in ways that you normally wouldn't. That is the number one lure to the internet, is the fact that folks think it's anonymous and I can function in a way that isn't healthy for me, even if you realize it isn't healthy for you, that you're getting positive gains from. Recognizing the problem, it's difficult when you feel like you've lost control. Minimizing and being dishonest about your computer time, you have negative consequences about that. Compromising your morals to engage in the high-risk computer activities, and overvaluing the use of computer in your life. Recognizing the problem, feeling like you're on the roller coaster, loss and sadness, agitation. One of the things about getting on the computer is you should try to distance yourself from the computer when you're sad and lonely. If you're going to the computer when you're lonely and you're recognizing that, try to move into other areas.